Chapter 7 Captain Jim. On board the Hispaniola, I lay on the deck, out of breath. I had to get up before the pirates found me. I listened for their voices, but it was strangely silent. Only the sound of a broken bottle rolling back and forth could be heard. There were the dirty footprints of the pirates all over the unwashed deck, but there was no one in sight. Where were they? Slowly, I stood up and walked along the deck. As the main sail moved, I caught sight of a pirate lying on his back, but once I could see that he was dead. I made my way towards him and caught sight of a second pirate. He was sitting with his back against the side of the ship. His chin rested on his chest, but I could still see his face clearly. I knew this man's name. It was Hans. His face was very white, and he was very still. Was he dead too? I wondered. No. Slowly, Hans turned his head towards me. He looked at me, but it was too much effort for him. His eyes rolled in his head.
Water, he groaned. Please, give me water.
I thought quickly. Hans looked very ill. He was too weak to fight me, and he might be useful. Don't worry, Hans, I said. I'll find you some water in the galley. I ran down the stairs. Down in the galley, I looked around in horror. I'd never seen such a mess. All the cupboards had been left open and were covered in black handprints. There were broken plates and scraps of food everywhere. Like the deck, the floor was covered with dirty footprints, and empty bottles rattled in the corners of the room. One of Dr. Livesey's books was open on the table. Several pages had been torn out. I found a bottle full of water and drank it all. I picked up another one for Hans. Then I looked in the open cupboards for food. It was a long time since I had eaten, and that had only been some biscuits. I soon found some cheese and pickles. Quickly, I grabbed the food and ran up to the deck with it. I gave Hans the bottle of water, and he drank it at once without stopping for breath. As Hans drank his water, I sat down to eat my food alongside him. I was very hungry, and the food made me feel much better. When I'd eaten, I sat back and looked at Hans. He looked much better for drinking all that water, but he was still very pale. Are you badly hurt? I asked him.
I am, he grunted.
Then he pointed to the man on the deck.
But he's dead.
I looked at the dead man. What happened to him, Hans? I asked.
I'll tell you what happened, he answered. He and I were left alone on the ship. We put the sails up. We were going to sail away. But then we had an argument. And now he's dead.
I shuddered.
What are you doing here, Jim?
Asked Hans. I've come to take over the ship, I replied.
Very well, said Hans.
He did not have the strength to stop me. You can call me Captain. And there's another thing, I said.
Yes, Captain, said Hans.
I'm taking that Jolly Roger down, I replied. I pulled down the flag and threw it into the sea. Hans did nothing to stop me. By now, Hans was looking a little better.
So, you want to sail the ship to the beach and go ashore, do you, Jim?
He asked. Yes, I do, I told him.
I will help you, if you help me, offered Hans. Give me food and drink and bandage my leg, and I will tell you how to sail the Hispaniola.
You may not be a good sailor, Hans, but you're a better sailor than I am, I admitted. We shook hands with each other to confirm the agreement, but we didn't trust each other. Would Hans keep his side of the deal? Immediately, I put it to the test. Now, help me take the ship to the beach near the log house, I said. I don't want to take her back to the beach near Silver. I don't want to fight any more pirates.
I don't have a choice, do I? I will die without your help, Jim,
muttered Hans. We set sail. The sun was shining and there was a strong wind. Soon the ship was sailing smoothly. I had plenty to eat and drink, and now I was captain of a ship. But Hans watched everything I did. He was waiting for me to make a mistake. I thought of the deal I'd made with Hans. I had agreed to give him food and water and bandage his leg. He had kept his part of the deal so far, so I must do the same. I went to my cabin. Inside the cabin, I opened my sea chest and took out an old silk handkerchief. I went back on deck with it and took it to Hans. Carefully, I bandaged the pirate's leg with it. Soon we caught sight of Treasure Island. I breathed a sigh of relief. Only a few hours earlier, I had feared I would never see the island again. "Let's head for the island," I said to Hans.
"Not so fast, Jim," he replied. "We can't sail against the tide. We will have to wait until it turns."
I looked at Hans suspiciously. Was he telling the truth? I looked overboard at the racing water beneath us, but I could see he was right. I had already experienced the power of the tide in my little boat, so I decided to do as Hans said. We waited for the tide to turn so that we could sail the Hispaniola up to the beach by the log house. Hans was still sitting with his back to the side of the ship. He stretched his bandaged leg out before him.
"Oh, fetch me some more water, Jim," he groaned. "This warm weather has made me thirsty."
I looked at his sly face. I didn't trust him. He couldn't be thirsty again already, could he? "He wants to get me out of the way," I thought. But why? I soon found out. When I went down the steps to the galley, I took off my boots. I crept through the cabins until I came to the bottom of the ladder in the bow of the ship. I climbed the ladder. Now I could see Hans, but he couldn't see me. I watched him crawl across the deck on his hands and knees. I knew his leg hurt because he groaned as he moved. He stopped by a pile of ropes and pulled out something. It was a knife. He hid it in his jacket and crawled back to the side of the ship. He stretched out his bandaged leg again. Carefully, he got back into the same position as before, so I wouldn't notice that he had moved. Now that Hans had a weapon, I was sure he would use it on me. He could fire the cannon to call all the other pirates too. Then they could escape with the Hispaniola. I was soon back on the deck with my boots on and another bottle of water in my hand. I passed the bottle to Hans and he drank it down. When he had drunk the water, he wiped his mouth.
"Ah, that feels better," he said. "But I'm still too weak to move."
I knew this was not true. Hans had a knife inside his jacket, and he would use it if he got the chance. I had to watch him very carefully. Suddenly, Hans called out,
"Look, Jim, the tide has turned. We can sail the ship to the beach. Come on, I'll tell you how to do it."
It was hard work steering the Hispaniola. For a while I forgot the danger I was in as I concentrated on steering the ship. But as we came up to the beach, I saw a shadow from the corner of my eye. I looked round and saw Hans coming towards me with the knife. Our eyes met, and he cried out in anger as he ran towards me. Quickly I stepped aside and the blade missed me. It sank into the side of the ship. Hans pulled it out and went to attack me again. But this time I was ready for him. I grabbed hold of his arm and stopped another blow hitting me. Back and forth we struggled until Hans managed to break free. Again he lashed out at me with his knife, but this time he cut my shoulder. I held it in pain but was ready for the next blow. It didn't come. Hans was too badly hurt to fight anymore. I took my chance and punched him with all the strength I had. He fell on the deck. It was all over. Quickly, I tied Hans to the mast with some rope. Now I was safe. I could see him, and he couldn't escape. I looked at my shoulder. It was still bleeding, but the wound was not deep, and it would heal soon. I went below deck to look for some bandages. I soon found some and tied up my shoulder. When I was back on deck, I noticed that the ship had stopped moving and was leaning to one side. I'd been too busy fighting Hans to drop the anchor. The ship had continued towards the beach until there was nowhere to go. I climbed over the side of the ship and into the shallow water below. Then I walked up to the beach and headed for the log house. I felt proud of myself. I had saved the Hispaniola from the pirates, and I wanted to tell my friends all about it.